Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. We nearly made it to the weekend. It's Friday, everyone. We're going to air some grievances up in here. 844-967-2789. Cap times in Madison, Wisconsin. There is an article in Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, is quoted extensively. And the question becomes, and I've asked this question, you know, when democracy is at threat, and if you read any of Jenny Thomas's text to Mark Meadows, I mean, right up to Supreme Court justices' wives, they were all pushing the coup d'etat. And if you think this is a big deal, I think it's a big deal. And you want to go run and win back some legislative seats, some executive seats, you know, right up and down the ballot this year. It's a midterm year. How do you run? Do you run on, you know, saving democracy? Because if you're not paying close attention, Ben Wickler points out, you know, that's not necessarily where every voter's at, where every consumer's at. They're out there worried about gas prices. They're out there trying to fill the tank and get the kids off to whatever comes in the spring. I guess it's, you know, baseball practice. But here's the problem. You know, I get this. And Ben Wickler says, you know, you have to meet the voters where they are. And effectively he's saying you got to meet them at the kitchen table. Well, you better have some solutions. You know, arguments about, well, gas prices only really, really went up after Putin and Russia invaded Ukraine. Well, that's not really comforting to a lot of our righty friends, let's just say. They're going to talk about Afghanistan and every other damn thing, all the way back to Hillary's emails. And, you know, in the case of some here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps overturning elections all the way back to Bob Dole in 1996. But I love this idea. Windfall profits tax. You love this idea, the vast majority of you. You like this. How do I know? Because it's been polled. And people like this idea. Because corporations should not be able to stick it to the American people under the guise of inflation and rising gas prices. You know, man, if your profits are record-setting, you can't whine and blame it on Joe Biden. And that's what's happening to no small degree. And the fact that Bernie Sanders gets this, no offense to Joe Biden and his administration, but Bernie gets this apparently a lot more than our administration, our president does. You know, I voted for the socialist, but I'm telling you, it's a winning formula. And in contrast, let me tell you what Republicans are doing out there. Got this little fundraiser solicitation, Fancy Brian, this week. Get yourself.
They do that really well.
Oh, they do it with
frequency. Well, that's why they had to stop their session so they could go and fundraise.
Well, campaign, you know, it's an election year, I hear, Fancy Brian. But I get this little campaign missive. And this one, you know, not like all the ones, I actually get something for my money, Fancy Brian. Or at least that's my impression. And I'm not sure if this is merchandising per se or donations to a political pack or something. I'm not sure. But they're asking for money. And they're going to give me back two red Solo cups that say, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh.
For the low, low price of $20. Oh. That's only 10 bucks. Per Solo cup.
Two Solo cups that say, "Let's go, Brandon." Are they made out of anything besides Solo cups and some dude putting marker on there? Or do they get a marker specialist to write the marker on there?
It's actually white print.
Oh, it's printed.
Now you
They
could,
got it printed. Wow.
You could buy your own Solo cup and write, "Let's go, Brandon," or any message, really.
That's a long way to go to not swear.
You know, they do it at Starbucks, right? They just write something on the side. I don't know. I'm not a big Starbucks guy. I've drank out of plenty of red Solo cups.
You know what?
Though.
That's why you're probably financially just fine, because your lack of Starbucks.
What just happened? The sun was out like 5 minutes ago. Now we got like a snow squall and wind blowing through and leaves blown by. Wisconsin weather. It's hard to
know.
You know
what? I got my own gravitational field. Sometimes I alter weather patterns. It happens. It happens when I come to town, buddy.
They had stolen my sunshine all week long. We had this glorious weekend, Sunday into Monday. And I was feeling great, man. It was like, oh, man, spring's here, 75 degrees. Officially, spring was here on Sunday. And not to digress too far, but I was getting these wind warnings, and I had seen on the news last night we could get snow squalls today. And I had forgotten about all that because the sun finally peeked through for like 5 minutes. And then we get this momentary snow squall. I'm like, what in the hell is going on here?
Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
So anyways, back to the party cups, the solo cups. You've seen them. You probably bought one. And Fancy Brian, I don't know what the cost of a cup was when you were in college. But, you know, they would give the beer away for free.
You can,
but you'd have to buy the cup too.
You can get a sleeve of them. You can get a. You go to Party Center, Party City, get like a sleeve of any color you want for like at most $7 to $8.
Well, I'm even going to give you party prices. Now, when I first started partying, and they weren't red, they were usually the clear cups that we would get for the beer parties, the keggers in college. And the chosen beer, at least here in the upper Midwest, at that time, poor man's beer, Old Milwaukee. Drank a lot of Old Milwaukee.
It's probably called Old Milwaukee because it was already brewed a long time ago and it's all expired.
It was the cheapest of all the less fine beers that we could afford to buy.
The oldest of all the Milwaukees.
And you could buy a barrel for like $50, maybe $50. And you'd have to put down a similar deposit. But anyways, you'd sell the cups, right? And it'd be a profit center, at least till the cops start issuing tickets. And at the end of the night, if you had a really successful party, you know, you'd cover all the beer and the tickets. And maybe you have a few bucks to go down to 3rd Street and La Crosse and party on. But I could sell you a cup back then. I'd sell you a cup, $2. And I'd fill it with beer all night long. We'd spend hundreds of dollars on kegs. 5, 6, 7 kegs, 10 if necessary, you know, until everyone was having a good time. You know, but now, $20 for 2 solo cups, man?
And the privilege of not swearing, even though you're probably swearing a whole bunch when you're using solo cups. But anyway.
Well, I'm not swearing. Not yet. Not on the radio, anyways.
You got to be politically correct when you're being stupid.
It's Friday, but you may not swear here. Sorry, not permitted. FCC and all that kind of stuff. Come back, we'll talk more politics and stuff.
I drank beer with my friends.
You're wrong.